Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Do you love me? John 21:15-19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Have you ever had one of those relationships where something has gone wrong between you, and it's awkward just to be around each other? It seems in John 21 that Peter is desperate to be with Jesus, but there is still this huge elephant in the room of him denying Jesus, even knowing him. How can Peter possibly make this right? Jesus doesn't sit back and wait for Peter to muster up the courage. Jesus goes to the heart of the issue, which is, where does our love relationship stand? As Jesus begins to ask Peter, "Do you love me?" Peter replies, "Yes," but Jesus doesn't stop there. He asks a second and a third time. I find it interesting for Jesus to be willing to hurt Peter's feelings in the process. Especially for us Canadians, we can often seem to feel allergic to feelings getting hurt. We would rather brush over things than acknowledge a deep hurt. How often do we have someone apologize to us and we respond by saying, "It was nothing," or "It's no big deal"? The scriptures say that we are to confess our sins, and God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Even just using that word forgive or forgiveness has a real acknowledgement of the wrong committed. Real love is able to face the hurt of being wronged, even deep hurt, and accept a request for forgiveness without minimizing the wrong committed. This issue of our love for Jesus and forgiveness from Jesus trumps everything else. Jesus has died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Now, how will Peter respond to that gift of love and sacrifice? Each time that Peter responds with, "Yes, you know I love you," Jesus says, "Feed my sheep," or "Feed my lambs." Our love relationship with Jesus is the basis and the power to live a new life that puts on display our love for him and also to invest in people for the kingdom of God. As 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, that the love of Christ compels or controls us. We can't live nor serve as we ought to without knowing, experiencing, and living in the love that Christ has for us first. This love and forgiveness empowers us to love and forgive those who have wronged us. Who is that for you? A spouse? A teenage son or daughter? A parent? God knows, and his love can give you what you need to love and forgive those in your life. Dear Lord, I can't express how grateful I am for your love and forgiveness. In my own life, I can find it difficult to offer that same forgiveness to those who have wronged me. Help me today to both embrace your forgiveness and offer forgiveness freely to others. Amen.